Breakfast is on us. 102.9 Fresh FM.
It's music by Victor AD on Namibia's Heart and Soul. It's a beautiful day indeed. It's a, what is today? Well, Wednesday, yes. 10 days into the month of April with the NSK and Shekwan. This is where it all comes together. Now, we did say that we are going to have your favorite coach in the whole wide world in studio. It's a gentleman that knows how to identify talent. It's a gentleman that knows how to nurse this talent and develop this talent and get it to a world-class stage, as he has done with people and athletes and superstars like Beatrice Masilingi and Christine Bomer. Ladies and gentlemen, please help us welcome Abudi Henk Botha. Good day, my good sir.
Thank you very much, guys, and thank you for having me here.
No, it's a pleasure to have you. I mean, usually we always just reach out to you for commentary, you know what I mean, whether it's the rugby or whether it's the football or whether it's athletics itself. So it's fantastic to have you in studio, good coach.
Thank you very much. It's nice having being here and being with you guys.
Now, let's start off first things first. The moment where... It was 2 years ago. It was a year ago. I think it was 2 years ago, where the athletics, the World Athletics bodies, came out with this news saying that look, the athletes, the DSD athletes, needs to go through temporary. What do you call it? What is the right terminology?
It's actually testosterone levering medication. Yeah,
exactly. When that news hit you. As the custodian of especially these two girls, I know Beatrice now she has her own agency, she's doing her own thing. But when this news hit you, coach, where were you at that time? Where was your head at, and what were the emotions at the time?
To be honest with you, I was at a function and my phone was stolen, and somebody phoned me on my wife's phone and said, "Did you see the news?" Mm. So that is one of the things I also said to a journalist from the USA. It's the worst way that World Athletics could have announced
delivered,
this.
Yeah.
You're supposed to inform the athletes and say, listen, there's something coming, and. And we just got this news that she can't run anymore.
Mm. So they didn't actually even have the conversation with DSD athletes?
Yeah. No, not at all. Not with us. I don't know about the other athletes. I can only talk about, I think, myself and Christine.
Mm.
At that stage, I'm also trying to help with Beatrice as well now. Mm. But at that stage, for myself and Christine, there was nothing.
Shoo. My goodness. Wow. Okay.
I'm sorry, partner.
Yeah, no, please go ahead.
Like, was there anything that probably, I don't know, was there any sign that this could actually be something that they might actually look at?
You know, from day one, we know that they're targeting these specific athletes and especially, if I may say, the African athletes. And they were like focusing on this and we were waiting for something because it was just not good enough for them.
Mm.
And World Athletics is a big mafia and you know, it's been run by the Europeans it's a big story. It's a story on its own what they're doing and how they're trying to push European athletes. I mean... It's even a problem for the Jamaicans and for the Americans.
That's true.
Hmm. Mm. Now, let's talk about now what you now needed to do now. You needed to help Christine have this testosterone levels to their satisfaction. What was the process thereof? Is it injections? Is it actual medicine? Yeah. How does this work scientifically, or how did it work scientifically?
So basically, when I heard the news, I had to investigate myself because there was no information coming from World Athletics saying this is the process.
Mm.
And I knew from past information on Caster's case that there's basically three choices: not doing athletics at all, or taking some medication, which I didn't know what medication, or have a permanent operation where you can stop it like forever.
Yeah.
So we were sitting with Christine and gave her the options. First of all, do you want to run or don't you want to do it? Do you want to leave this?
Yeah.
And she said, Coach, I want to run. This is what I want to do.
Mm.
And we went and did some research on the two different options that is available. And together with Christine, we thought the best option would be the meds. So for that stage, we didn't know what meds. So we had to do trial and error. And we were so lucky, and my wife is a medical
trial and error. Can you believe it?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, we were so lucky. My wife is a medical doctor, and she stumbled on something. And first we just took meds, and then we got this injection that works for 3 months, and the injection just worked excellent.
Hmm.
Hmm.
As I can say now, I think Christine is the woman with the lowest testosterone in Namibia. So nobody
it's all nobody, suppressed. Yeah. Yeah.
Nobody can now argue about that part of the whole thing. But yes, it was a difficult path, and luckily for us, we got it, and we are now at the 5th of April when we were cleared. Other athletes have contacted us, coaches have contacted us, and we are sharing now with them to see how we can assist and help them through the process that we went through.
I'm actually curious, sorry, I'm curious about, I have a terrible flu. I'm curious about the impact this whole process had on Christine's mental health, her well-being. Because, I mean, you spend time with her behind closed doors in private spaces and so forth. How did she take it?
You know, for me, she's just incredible. She's such a tough woman. Maybe she hides a bit because I think it's something enormous on any human being.
Come on.
And to be honest with you, the way she's handling it, taking it, being positive, taking everything on, it's just unbelievable. Mm. And yes, there is some scars that's been left there, but Christine has got all the scars in life through her upbringing and everything. She's a real strong woman, and she's taking it excellently.
Yeah.
But still, you must understand, even if I say this, there is a lot of harm done.
Of course.
And she is emotionally very sensitive about the issue. She actually prefer not even want to talk about it. She will talk to me about it, but in the present, she'll usually tell me, Coach, I don't want to talk about it. Mm-hmm. I just want to run. So there must be some kind of scar there.
She's 20 years old now. Can you believe it? Only 20. And
yeah,
and this is what she had to go through. Do you understand?
Oh, baby girl.
Yesterday. Oh. So in the period, she missed out on the world champs. She missed out on the African Games. She missed out on the Diamond League. And I remember watching the Diamond League thinking, man, yesterday, man, if only our girl was there.
Yeah.
If only our girl... You Jamaicans, just wait.
Just wait, right?
Just wait. What does it look like in terms of this season? You know what I mean? What championships are you guys looking at? Which championship is a must? And what are the goals?
Okay, first of all, as far as the big international diamond leagues and the big competitions is concerned, they only have 100 meter or 200 meter, which Christine will participate in. And there's only 8 lanes available. So they give it to the 8 top athletes in the world.
In the world, yeah.
So obviously they couldn't give us any lanes because we didn't have the clearance. We have received the clearance now. And unfortunately, I got news, but I'm not allowed to tell you about it.
Okay.
I'll tell you why. She's been confirmed for event, which is very soon.
Mm.
And we'll most probably still do this week, the press release. But the event organizers asked me, they want to do the press release first.
Themselves, okay.
And they want to make a big shot about it, the return of Christine Bomar to the track. And they want to make her the show of the whole event.
Come
so on. So let's just adhere what they want. But I can tell you it's soon that she's going to run.
Yeah,
and obviously... After that, I'm busy negotiating now with different events and to see if we can get lanes. But the route is now just getting events, getting qualified for Olympics and prepare for Olympics. That is the place. And I want to just put it out there to the people of Namibia. Thank you for the support, but you must understand, the first one is not going to be a good race.
Okay.
We need expectations.
We're going to ask you about
don't,
that. Yeah.
Don't come and think you'll see the old Christine. We need to now build up and you'll see the old Christine by the end of May.
Oh, by the end of May. I was thinking end
I
of...
I like, no.
Yeah, I was thinking he was probably going to say maybe end of June or July. You're saying end of May now.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
Because that was going to be the next technical question, right?
Yeah, like absolutely.
The medicine, and you work with her. You see her speed. You see her vechtrek. What is vechtrek in Engels?
Start.
Her start, yeah.
compared to the old, if I may ask, Where are you assessing her right now, just on a, okay. on a technical basis?
To be honest, honest with you, any athlete, when they have a layoff and they have to come back, they will be. You can take the Shakira Jackson. I don't know whether you remember the stories being banned for marijuana, coming back, running times that even girls at basic levels ran, and get everything together and win the world and win the world championships. So athletics is like that. It's not the medicine as per se. But let me tell you that the speed is with Christine. She's got the speed. We need to get the rhythm and we need to get the confidence back. The other thing is speed endurance.
And speed endurance.
Oh, yeah. That is the big thing. And for now, I think that is our biggest challenge because the meds have definitely made it difficult because she's a bit weaker. In the sense of tiredness and. So we need to use supplements. We need to use a different strategic way of training to get her to have better speed endurance. So you remember the old Christine when she passed everybody at the end.
Yeah, at the end. That was a trademark.
It was not getting faster. People have got a misperception of getting faster. It was keeping her speed.
While her opponents were slowing down.
Slowing down, because they don't have it.
So this is the big challenge. But I think we are there, and that's why I'm saying we unfortunately had a big problem during our preparation. She had a tore in her quad muscle, actually two tores.
Oh, snap.
And we had a setback. She's only a month back at training.
Mm-hmm.
Only a month back?
Yeah. So now we were there. We had to start again.
Yeah.
And obviously that's part of sport and that's part of coaching, and now we need to prepare her.
All right. Looking at the reports that are indicating that she may make a big move to Europe, walk us through this. Is there any truth in these reports?
Are you all moving together?
Oh, are we moving together?
We are not moving.
Yeah.
This is a basic thing that we have done in the past. Okay. So the season for athletics starts now in Europe. We have winter. It's very difficult to train for a sprinter in cold weather because they don't fire correctly and the muscles are struggling. So we will be relocating for about 2 to 3 months to Europe where we will be doing competitions.
Mm.
It's just not worth flying there, come back. So we'll stay there in the base and train there in the good weather and obviously prepare for Paris.
Mm. Okay.
Olympics. Woo-hoo! I'm happy that you mentioned Paris. What are the complications with this? Has she qualified or how does the qualification work? What's the qualification process?
Yeah, she couldn't qualify because she was not allowed to run during that whole period of qualification.
Yeah.
So the qualification period is open until the end of June.
Mm-hmm.
So we have okay time to do that.
Mm.
That will be our main focus is to qualify. But you must understand for me, myself and Christine, it's not about qualification only.
Mm.
There's something that we need to show the world, and there's something
we got to prove a point.
We need to prove a point.
Mm.
So we want to be competitive, and we want to be there. The women's sport at this stage is unbelievable. The sprinters, unbelievable. I tell you, they are the highest standard you can think. There's nobody that's easy to beat, and it's going to be a huge task, and that's what we want to do. But we'll see what's lying in the future for us.
Mm. I'm thinking pertaining to the medication that she took. Yes, for the time period that she did. Is this medication something that she's supposed to take for the rest of her life? Is she taking intervals in between?
It's for the rest of her career. But I have a bit of news that you might be the first people that will know that. So there is a court case coming. And it's an emergency court case in the beginning of May.
Mm.
And I'm going to give you a secret. We planned also the meds that way that she'll have to take a next injection after the court case.
After the court
case. Mm. So when there's a result, we can leave the meds.
Hmm.
And then it's out of her system immediately, and she's ready. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Exclusive on Fresh FM.
Come on.
So we are waiting for that. It's early in May.
Hmm.
I think the court case will end at the 7th of May.
Mm-hmm.
We are not involved, but we did assist them with information.
Hmm.
So it's a group of Canadian lawyers that's going to take on World Athletics on this whole thing. The thing is just there's not science behind it. There's no ways that they can say a woman must have this amount, but the president of World Athletics can then say to another woman, if you are on 3 point whatever, and you can run. Mm. But this girl with 2.5, she can't run. So they have, there's so many unclear stuff within it.
Yeah.
So hopefully we'll pray and trust that the process will go good in Switzerland.
And,
if the result is then obviously Beatrice is immediately back on track as well, and Christine, and they can just go and be themselves.
Mm. Beautiful.
Hank Popbotha, Coach, thank you so much for your time. We appreciate you. You are a national treasure.
Is it Botha or Botha?
It's butter, but you can say. I don't care. You can say what you want.
Okay.
Potato, potato. I guess.
Yeah, so yeah.
Hang butter.
Say again.
Hang butter.
Butter.
No. Butter.
Butter.
Thank you so much, Coach, for your time.
Thank you very much for having me.
You're a national treasure. The work that you've done. That's for many athletes, not just for the two. The funny thing is, the country knows about the two.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. But having conversations with people like Dawana and the rest of them, you get to hear that someone like Hank has done a lot for many athletes in this country from grassroots level.
Just the last one, we have another guy that's in my house.
That's what I'm talking about.
The
400 meter guy?
The blind guy.
No, it's not the blind guy.
Okay.
It's a normal athlete.
Okay.
And we are taking him to Europe with us, and hopefully we can get him to Paris as well.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
But the athlete that's the Paralympian.
Yeah.
What's his name? Because I've seen you guys train at the stadium a lot.
Yeah, he's Chris, but he's not with me anymore. It's just too difficult to work with a para and a able body. And unfortunately, I just don't have enough time. So we sat down.
And
I gave him into capable hands, and I think he'll be able to qualify for the Paralympics as well.
Yeah.
He's
doing
very well.
But that's Michael Amukwaya's speciality.
Yeah, Michael. I think he's with Michael now.
Okay.
He's currently lovely. Based at the coast,
okay.
But he also had a problem with accommodation and a lot of stuff, which is our challenge in Namibia.
Okay.
All right, cool. There's another star on the rise. We love it. I personally really love athletics. I'm here for it. Hank Botha, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.
We appreciate you, and we wish you all the best. Yes, we will be rooting for you. We'll be rooting for Boma. We'll be rooting for Masilingi and any Namibian that will be on the international stage on this athletic season.
Thank you very much.
It's 8:41 on Namibia's Heart and Soul. We've got Burna Boy lined up, and we also have that conversation with Abuti Zulu, the certified Gweri, lined up. Stick around.
Breakfast is on us. 102.9 Fresh FM.